Okay, we're starting. We're learning Daf Dalet today. And we are starting by two dots on Daf Dalet, four lines on the top. We're going further and explaining when it says all the people who are chayiv, what's coming, what is that coming to be marba? So, HaKol Chayav Mikra Megillah, the Mishnah says that all these people are chayiv Mikra Megillah, Kehanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Like tomorrow, Peshitta, of course, who else is chayiv if not Kehanim, Leviim, Yisraelim? Like Tzricha, Levatal Avodasam. The Chiddush is that the Kehanim, they have to Levatal the Avodah to go hear Megillah. And Leviim, Yisraelim also, like the Gemara says, Garehudam HaShmuel, Damar Rehudam HaShmuel, Kehanim Ba'avaydasam, Kehanim who are doing Avaydam Beis HaMikdash, Leviim Beduchanam, and Leviim that are doing the singing in Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael B'modam, Yisrael that used to have a Maimah, Yisrael Shadav in the B'Shas Maisa, all these three, Mevatlim, groups of people, Mevatlim Avaydasam, Obam L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah. And that's what it's teaching us, like Kol Chayav Mikra Megillah, Kehanim Leviim Yisraelim means, even to Mevatlim from Avaydah. HaKol Chayav B'Zimun, Kehanim Leviim Yisraelim, it says that all these people are Chayav in Zimun, Kehanim Leviim Yisraelim, Pshita, who else, not them, Pshita, L'Tzricha D'Chak Achli Kachim, that they're eating Kachim. So Sakadat D'Chamina, you would think that since when you eat Kachim, it's a Kapara, Kapara for the Baal, V'Ochlu Oysam Ashikup Behem Omrachmano of HaKapara, he, and then you think since it's a Kapara, there's no Chayav Zimun, which really means even benching even, nicely, you have a chalto v'savata here, and therefore, you will have a chiyuv benching, a chiyuv zimun. Now the question is, when you eat kachim, usually it's like a piece of steak. You don't bench on steak. You don't have a zimun on steak. So what's going on here? So, what's the pshat? We're talking about, yeah, so some say maybe lechem apanim. Problem is lechem apanim is a kapara. So, or a toida could be, so maybe it's a nazir, or it's lechem apanim. So the Rishonim mutcha exactly what we're talking about. You know, pashto might talk about a certain type of bread, but it's a chiddush, then lechem apanim will be a kapara. Others say from here that there is a tzad that when you eat meat, you can mitzarev to the zimun. So, kubidasana means they eat meat, the mitzarev to the zimun. So, kubidasana means, but it's a shikol shayla in the Rishonim, what exactly which kachim we're talking about there. Then it goes by the comments start from the Zimun, Kahanim, Leviim, Israelim. Pshita, here it says everyone's Mitzarf. That means Kahanim are Mitzarf with Leviim, Israelim. So what's the Chiddush, Pshita? Leitzricha, the Kaachli Kahanim, Chuma, Ekachim. The Kahanim ate Chuma, Ekachim. Vizar, Kaachachulim. And Azar ate Chulim. Saka that Ramino, Hoylvi, Boy, Zar, Lamechel, Bahadi, Koyin. Since the Zar can eat together with the Koyin. Hoyol ve'iboy yizor lemeichav hadi koyin lematzi achol. He can't eat emelo tzarif kamas v'lon. Need the zor b'hadi koyin lematzi achol. Even though the zor can't eat with a koyin because the zor can't eat kachim, of a koyin b'hadi zor matzi achol. The koyin eat with the zor, and therefore it's a tzirif. So the only time something's a tzirif is if they can eat each other's food. So echram the zor can't eat the koyin's food, but since the koyin eat the zor's food, so therefore it's enough to mitzarif b'zimun. So this is Negeya still to our days, this Gemara Basav Chalav, exactly. If someone's eating Basav, someone's Chalav, can Mitzarev Zimun. So it's Mevoyer that let's say you have two people eating Chalav and one person eating Basav, you could be Mitzarev. Because the people eating Chalav are allowed to eat Basav. Because you eat Chalav then Basav afterwards. You just can't eat Basav then Chalav. So it's again also Zimun to these days. So to Gemara Vayta. Now I want to go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, HaKoyel Marichim. And after we finish this, we're going to be done with the whole of the HaKoyels of all of us. So I'm going to stick with Erechin. HaKoyel Marichim. It's in our Mishnah. HaKoyel Marichim. V'arachim. 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 Kahanim. Leviim. V'Yisraelim. That all... Everyone could do erechin. Anyone can make erechin. Kehanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. So the Pshita, what if they speak out? Kehanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. Of course, they're all Yidden. We're all Jews. What's the difference? Pshita, I'm a rabba, loy nitzchah leben bukhri. The whole Kiddush is for Kehanim, and they're going according to Ben Bukhri. And the Gemara is going to explain Ben Bukhri, and then explain what the Kiddush is. What's Ben Bukhri? The Tanakh, look at the Mishnah. We know every Yid is chayiv machas hashekel. Are Kehanim chayiv machas hashekel? So it's the machlokes. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, It's a Mishnah in Shkalim. Om Rav Yehuda, Heid Ben Bukri Be Yavne. Ben Bukri was made in Yavne. Kol Koyin Sheshoikol Ein Echoyte. The Koyin wants to give Max the Shekel, he's not Choyte. He doesn't have to give. Om Le Rechem Ben Zakai, and we'll see what it means, Lashon Ein Echoyte. I'm saying, if he wants to give Ein Echoyte, what's that Lashon? But what you see from him, at least, is that not Machir Max the Shekel. Om Le Rechem Ben Zakai, Loi Kain, it's not true. But Kol Koyin Ein Echoyte Choyte. Any coin that does not give machsa shekel is a chayte. He has to give machsa shekel. Elo, shakahanim darshin mikros el asman. The kahanim used to darsh in a drasha to try to save himself machsa shekel. What do they say? It says in the pasuk, v'chol minchas koyin kol tia. The loch is a mincha of a koyin is kolil. A mincha of a koyin, you burn the whole thing, you don't eat anything. Lo yisoycha, you don't eat it. So they said to themselves like this: where does the machzor shekel go? Goes to the Kabbalah Seber. Says Hoyol va'Omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim shalonu heim. Since Omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim becomes it's part of from our money machzor shekel also, it should come out. You shouldn't be able to eat it. Heichem nechalim. So therefore, they make this drasha and they say that potter. And really, it's not a good drasha. Like the Rashi explains, because it's only by a personal carbon they can't eat, but a carbon seber you could eat. So don't make yourself part of that reason. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai holds that avada de archayiv for machzor hashekel, and what it means kol oiver al pekudim in the pasuk, which means anyone goes to army and Levi doesn't go to army. That was Tiv ben Bukri Joshua, because it says kol oiver al pekudim and Levi don't go to war. So he teaches kol oiver means anyone who went across the Yamsuf. And is chayif machzor shekel includes all kahanim. I the pasuk of chol minchas koyin kol tia. No, that's not my carbon tzibur. So that's Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai shita. The avada the chayif machzor shekel, and there are choyte if they don't give. Well, the Ben Bukri, after Ben Bukri, kibon. Since they, take out the word nervous. Ben Bukri kibon lechatchil loy mechayiv. Since lechatchil not mechayiv lasuyei. You're not mechuyev to give them. It's why when they bring it, they're not a choyti. Kimai say not mechuyti. It's mechuyti when they bring it. Why? They come by a chul la'azara. They bring a chul la'azara. So the Gemara, the ma'isilu masla tzibur. They give it over to the tzibur, and therefore belongs to the tzibur. So it's no problem. Sal kedai the chamino hoyel v'ksiv v'chol erkecho yia v'shekel akoydash called the isa v'shkolim isa v'erchin. So now I want to go explain. Now we explain. Now the machlekes ben Bukri and the Tanakama. Ben Bukri holds, we explain the Chagas Ben Bukri and the Tanakama. Ben Bukri holds that there's no Chiv or Mach Shekel. And according to one, it is Chai Mach Shekel. So we're going to explain now, if you Ben Bukri, our Mishnah is a Chiddush. So Sagdai Tachamina, Hoyle Vixiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Erech Chayi V'Shekel HaKadosh, and you can make a drashon like this, Kol Yisav V'Shekolim Yisav Erechim. Anyone who's Chai Mach Shekel is Chai V'Erechim. Hani Kahanim, Hoyle V'Lest V'Shekolim, since they're not chayiv in machzor shekel, less than erchin. They don't have erchin either. Kamash v'lon. No, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush in our mishnah for Ben Bukri. You're not chayiv machzor shekel, and there's a hekish machzor shekel to erchin. You think you're not chayiv erchin? Kamash v'lon, you're chayiv erchin. What? No. Once you said the kahanim, you'll say everyone. Yeah. The chiddush is the kahanim part. We had that before a few times that kahanim alone is a chiddush. Only Abaya, hi v'chol erkecho, l'chol erchem sh'ata marich lo yipchus meselod also. How can you say the pasuk v'chol erkecho is coming to teach us that only if someone has a shekel has erchin, you need that pasuk for something else? That pasuk teaches us that any erchin they're going to pay can't be less than a selah. That means erchin has a special din called hesig yad. That when the guy makes the erchin, he has to pay 50 shekelim, he doesn't have any money, we're going to see later on about this a lot, you evaluate him, see how much he could afford, and he pays only what he could afford. So this Rosh telling us that when you evaluate him, you never let him pay less than a selah. And we know it from this pasuk, called erkecha, yeah, b'shekel ha-kodesh. So Abaye says this pasuk teaching us that kol erchin shata marach lo yipchusim v'sela udasa. So you can't use it for this hekish to say only people who are chayiv machzor shekel are chayiv an erchin. Elo am Abaye. So what's the chiddush of kohen? Itzrich, Sagat HaKamina like this. This is the Chesh of Kain. Sagat HaKamina, Hoyle V'ksiva, Peduyav Ben Chodesh Tifte Be'erkecha. It says by Pidyon HaBen, a Lashon like this. Peduyav Pidyon HaBen is Ben Chodesh Tifte Be'erkecha. A Lashon, it says the word Erkecha by Pidyon HaBen. So you would think like this. Called Issa Pidyon HaBen, anyone has Pidyon HaBen, Issa Be'erkin has Erkin. V'hani Kahanim, Leaves Kahanim, however less to Pidyon HaBen, we know Kahanim, we learn from Mesechtas Becharis, that Kahanim don't have Pidyon HaBen. Less to Erechin, they shouldn't have Erechin either. Kamas V'lon, no, Kamas V'lon, that they're still Chayiv in Erechin, Kahanim. Kahanim still Chayiv in Erechin. Only Rav, Rav is like this, Havamina. Because it's the word Erechicha by Pidyon HaBen, only Rav, El Miata Gavi, El Osham, the Chsiv, Ves Hashem Yavil Hashem, El Tom Ratzayim by Erechicha. Only people have erichin have get to bring the carbon asham. Everything says the word erichah in the pasuk to make this drasha. That's not true. Erichah that means dear, the value of the tzayin. He doesn't like the whole pshat. How can I have less erichin is available asham? I'm not going to have less available asham. I'm not going to have carbon asham. Elam Rav Tam Rav Ashi Istrich Sakat Chaminu Hal Viksiv Midoy Lefnei Akayin. You would think, since it says it says by Erech and Halacha that you stand the guy you're evaluating to see how much money he has, how poor he is. You stand in front of the Kohen, and you would have thought you made a drasha like this. Not a Kohen of the Kohen. And since it doesn't apply, the pasuk of Hesed Yah doesn't apply to Kohen, maybe there's no Erech by him. Kamash Vullah, and there's still then Erech by Kohen, and you don't make a drasha like Kohen of the Kohen. And that's the Chiddush of a Kohen. So we zayichet to a few different pshatim. There were machlokes about it. The first pshat in the kohen was Alz ben Bukhri because not chayiv machzas shekel. The Gemara slug of that pasuk. The Gemara said Alz kohen because of doesn't have pidyon haben, and Rava didn't like that. Rava says the pshat is because maybe it says v'amid lefnei kohen lekohen lefnei kohen kamash v'lon. There's no din v'amid lefnei kohen and kohen lefnei kohen.